case, please.
The next application is a case 11783, William K. and Edna M. Messmer seek a special use exception for a private garage for more than four cars and per more than 900 square feet of floor area. Sections 115-23C1 and 115-210A3A of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Middle Ford Road, approximately 97 feet west of Pineview Road. The 911 address is 9445 Middle Ford Road, Seaford. Zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 331, Map 6, Parcel 50. Again, they're looking for a special use exception for a garage that is more than four cars and over 900 square feet in size. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Excuse me.
Yep. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
William K. Messmer, 9445 Middleford Road, Seaford.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I've been asked to read a statement. The statement is, it says, such exception will not substantially affect adversely the use of the adjacent and neighboring properties. In my opinion, the answer to that is no. The building is to be used to store cars and for a workshop to repair the cars with storage for material. I've submitted pictures to the board which show like buildings in the neighborhood on Middleford Road, or actually on Williams Pond itself. I have brought my survey. I was told originally by the real estate agent when I did start looking for properties here in Delaware that because I had an acre, 1.41 acres, that there really shouldn't be any problem in putting a pole barn on the property. And I was somewhat surprised back in March when I came to the board, the building department, and looked to get a permit, and was told that I needed a special easement or variance. So that's why I'm here. The building is going to look like this. It's going to have five garages across the front, and I'm open to swing it around any which way it has to. I meet the 50-foot road setback from Middleford Road. I meet the 15-foot setbacks in the back and on the sides. I'm going with like 35-foot in the back and 35-foot on the side. I'm centering it on almost an acre of property. I do not really feel that it's going to be detrimental to the neighborhood in any way, shape, or form. That's pretty much the close of my case.
All right, sir. We'll start with any questions. Milton, start with you again.
The pictures that you included with your application are of buildings in close proximity?
My neighbors.
Okay.
One is four houses between my home and Route 13. Then there's another one that's six houses between my home and Route 13. There's one on the opposite side of Williams Pond on the Beaver Dam Heights section in their backyard. All of these are rather large,
Sure. Large
pole barn type buildings.
And the use, it's not for, is it, I guess I shouldn't say it isn't. Is it for commercial type of use where you're repairing other people's vehicles?
I've been collecting antique cars since I was 16.
Okay.
And I started with this Model A Ford and got involved in Volkswagens. My neighbor, who has that gray garage that you see in the picture, he restores vintage MGs.
This is
for my personal use.
Okay. Because in your application it said, you know, to... I believe I saw where it said that to make repairs
on my own vehicles.
On your own vehicles, and that's why I asked the question.
The Model A was last rebuilt in 1967, and it needs paint, it needs cosmetic works, and
right.
New upholstery, and I would like to completely remove, strip it down and do it over again. I'm also a member of a few vintage car clubs, and it's common to work on other people's cars if, you know, they have a problem.
Sure.
I paint, but not for hire. No, it's not for hire.
I paint, I weld, I can repair things.
So I tend to help people out when I can.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Brady?
Why do you need five? I mean, you can't be within the ordinance. The ordinance says four.
Okay. Well, I have a 1928 Model A Ford, 1985 Volkswagen Vanagon Pop Top, a 1974 Volkswagen Thing, a 65 Volkswagen Beetle, a 1964 Corvette Stingray, and then I have my wife's car and my car, which would like to be in a garage, but yeah. And I also have a 19.
So you've exceeded the five car.
I've like seven cars. Yeah.
I've exceeded it.
So that's why not seven.
When I look at something like this, I say, well, this is something that you want. Okay, you don't need
this. It's a want. Really. You're absolutely correct, sir. It's a want, not a need. But you know,
Let me finish. Yeah. You've got to show us that this, you know, you really, this is really going to be a hardship on you if you don't get this. You know what I'm saying? Or five.
It's a special use exception.
Yeah, I know. It's a special use exception, but right. I want to know why you need five.
Well, because I came from northern New Jersey, a town called West Milford, where we have like 15% slopes. We have boulders the size of a Cadillac. Very little. I had 2 quarter-acre lots. I maxed out my 18% lot coverage, and I couldn't even move a car around on the property to do anything. So
these
I came
other,
here.
These
to
other garages are what around, surrounded by? How many cars they got in them? They have four or five.
That was a five-car garage with a pole barn. Oh, the other people.
Yes.
Oh, the other people have four cars and a shed, which would be equal to a tractor. It's not a garage door; it's a tractor shed.
They're all four or five cars.
They're all various.
Four or five.
Well,
five.
I say four legitimate garage doors with a barn type of building, which has carriage or sliding doors that have things other than cars.
Well, that's
in
not
them.
The kind you want. You want the regular garage door.
I want the regular five car, 8x8 of. Five-car roll-up garage doors with a 12-foot by 12-foot garage door in the main building area, because I have a Volkswagen, I have a RV, which measures 10'6" to the roof line and 22 foot long, and I need to be able to put it up on a hydraulic lift and to get underneath it to work on it.
Okay. Thank you.
I hope I've answered all your questions.
Well, yeah, just a moment, sir.
Mr. Warren?
No question.
Okay. Sure.
No questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Would you please come forward, ma'am? Sir, you can just sit down right up front here. Is there anyone else here in opposition besides this lady? If so, please come forward at this time. Ma'am, you need to come over and be sworn in, if you would, please.
Can you speak up so we can get you?
I'm Mrs. Thompson. I live next door at 9439 Middleford Road.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is this where I stand?
Right at the
microphone.
Right at the microphones, ma'am. Okay. Thank you.
If you can just speak up so we can catch you on the microphone.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I just heard about this. I just got the notice Saturday night when I opened up my mail. And so we came down late last night in the middle of the night so that we could find out maybe what was going on through coming here. And I did come into the office this afternoon. I have some concerns because this is the first time I have heard of anything like this going on next door. And my concern is that this is a non-conforming for our neighborhood. Even though what I just heard him say, I didn't know that these buildings existed. It seems to be a normal neighborhood with normal garages, etc. I'll have to take a look when I go back to when it's daylight. And it seems like this is like a commercial, becoming a commercial property with a building that's over 2,200 square feet. That is an enormous building. So I'm concerned about property values, obviously. And our two driveways almost adjoin, they're very close together. So there'll be cars coming and going out of the driveway. And I wonder, is this going to become, you know, selling of cars out of the building? And I have not spoken to them concerning any of this, because as I say, I had no idea that it was going on. I'm also concerned about a noise factor. If they're constantly working on cars, is that going to affect me in my home? And it doesn't say whether it's two or three stories. I did ask in the office, and they had no idea either.
We can ask the applicant.
I don't know if you heard the questions we asked the applicant, but his request is for personal use, not for commercial use. Mm-hmm. So his intent is not to, if and you mentioned the word non-conforming, and if his intent was to open up a auto repair shop, then that would be more along the lines of what he would be looking for as a non-conforming use. He's not looking for a non-conforming use. Mm-hmm. The question before this board is, will it not just adversely affect, but substantially affect the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties? And so his request is for personal use to store his vehicles, and he would work on those vehicles as anyone would be allowed to do in their garage. He just has a lot of vehicles and wants to be able to store them and work doesn't have the space. So it's not, you know, something that you know, just happens to be that there's other buildings located in close proximity, but I don't know that's a precedent that's being set either. Mm-hmm. It's just for his personal use.
So if it became of commercial use?
It couldn't unless it would have to go before another body similar to this for that request to be zoned.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, somewhere down the road, if somebody died or he decided to sell it, I'm assuming how many buyers do you have that would want something that huge? So it could become in the future
only,
a commercial
only
use.
If it, only after a public hearing like this. And there, we hear a lot of cases for a lot of large pole buildings, similar to this structure in the county, where people have, be it, you know,
farm
cars
equipment.
Or farm equipment or recreational vehicles, boats, those kinds of things. They have a collection and they need to store it. So this is not uncommon. Again, he no longer resided at the, if we approved it, he no longer resided at the property. Anyone with any interest before they could do anything regarding a commercial type of venue, they would have to go before the Planning and Zoning mm-hmm. Board, and then there would be a public hearing, and that would be the time that you would address that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it is a housing development.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Sure. No, we understand. It's residential.
Yeah.
Good.
Let me see if there was anything else.
So the question before this board, understanding that you probably feel it may have some adverse effect in your property value, and you've stated that, the question is it going to be in a substantial adverse effect?
Mm-hmm.
I think that you've suggested to this board that if it were a commercial type of venue, then you would consider that substantial.
Oh, absolutely.
But for private use, you don't consider that a substantial adverse effect?
I don't know. It is humongous.
But it's for personal use only, though.
Yeah, it's not like he doesn't have the square footage to build it or the lot size to build it.
He's got all that.
He could build a three-story home. I think what he has indicated to us that this is a single-story building, not multi-story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, obviously, you know, you want to have good neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really, they've not spoken to me concerning any of this.
That's not untypical mm-hmm. either.
Well,
and you're not a permanent resident. This is
our retirement home.
But yeah, you're not there full-time now.
Not yet. That's right. Correct. Yes. Okay.
Well, as Mr. Mills said, is this going to affect you as substantially affect you or the neighborhood? Do you feel it will? That's the question that's before the board.
Yeah. Obviously, I did, because that's why I stepped up here. But if it's solely for personal use, even though it is enormous, it just seems out of keeping for the neighborhood.
He testified there's other garages around there, so.
Yeah, I haven't noticed them.
If he were
they aren't as big, I don't think.
If he were to expand his home that same size, would you be in objection to that?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that answers my question.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Are there any other, again, for opposition?
Okay.
Chair?
Yes, my question.
Sir, you come back up front. We have one of the members has a question for you. Mr. Portman?
Is your lot a wooded lot?
Yes. In fact, I had to take down seven 90-foot lot lolly pines just to clear the lot somewhat. It's 1.41 acres.
So by being wooded, can people see that by being in the back?
The area where this lady who had the questions lives is on the opposite, to point at the property. You can see the amount of trees here. Proposed garage is going to be going 35 foot off here, 35 foot off there, 50 foot off here. It's going to lay right here.
Right.
So the residential house is here. Her house is here.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
She cannot even see. She probably would not even be able to see that from there.
Gotcha.
So because of these trees here. And these are holly trees.
Oh, okay.
You still got trees on the side of it anyway. You still have trees all the
way. All the way around it.
Yeah, it's surrounded by trees. These here are gum. This is a gum tree. These are a white pine, loblollies, and these are loblollies in the front. There's three loblollies here, and these are all holly. And there's a adjacent to her driveway. There's a bunch of holly here in the front. And yes, you would have a view from here. Probably down that until your eyes were distracted by the trees.
So you wouldn't really know whether you had 5 or 10.
No, the only
from what you've explained now.
Yeah.
The only direct view would be from Middleford Road, looking directly at it. Gotcha. And again, it all depends on which way. I'm willing to rotate the building 360 degrees to achieve whatever. We want to achieve here.
I think he's good. All right, sir.
Okay,
all
right. No other questions.
All right, get in.
Okay.
All right, the chair will entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, the question before the board is, will the request substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties? The applicant doesn't seem to feel that it would.
Nope.
The opposition seems to think that it would have some adverse effect on the property, but not necessarily a substantial adverse effect, given the questions that we asked regarding size. If it was the home he was expanding, and so forth. Nor did we hear testimony or professional opinions that it would have a substantial adverse effect. And given that, I make a motion that we approve case number 11,783.
Can I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickert that we approve case number 11,783. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickert?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,783 is approved. Next case.